am Brendan, and I am 7 years old, and you are listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Brendan, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day two of Gulliver Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll check in with our Jonathan Swift Quizlet coming up later in the show. Today, big problems for Gulliver in the land of the giants. After Gulliver successfully escapes from the murderous little Lilliputians, he ends up on the island of Brobdingnag, full of giants. How giant? Well, he makes himself a friend who is a little giant girl whose name is Glumpdalclitch. Well, she's short for her people, coming in at barely 40 feet tall. Basically, as small as a Lilliputian might be to you and me, that's how small we are to a Brobdingnagian. Now, today we're going to hear some music for the giants by Georg Philipp Telemann that he wrote in the year 1728, which was 2 years after Gulliver's Travels came out. It was a very popular book. So Telemann came out with a series of lessons, learn to play the violin, and follow along with Gulliver's Travels. Today we're going to hear two dances together. First, a dance for the Lilliputians. You can tell it's for the Lilliputians because it's little tiny violin notes like these. And then next to that, you'll hear a jig for giants. Now you can imagine these are big, clumsy giants, so the music has a bigger, more clumsy sound. We'll hear these two pieces back to back, performed by violinists Andrew Manzi and Carolyn Balding. Andrew Manzi and Carolyn Balding were our violinists performing the Dances of the Lilliputians and the Brobdingnagian Giants. We'll include a link to the sheet music for the Lilliputian dance and the Brobdingnagian dance at our website, kidscommute.org, because it's a great joke for your ears, but if you look at the music, it's a great joke for your eyes, too. Okay, kids commuters, time now to check in with our weekly Quizlet. All week, we'll ask you a question, drop you some hints, and if you get it right, we'll send you a prize pack in the mail. The question this week: Jonathan Swift invented a word in Gulliver's Travels that is still in use today, only now this word has four meanings. Swift's definition was that it meant a brute in human form, a brute being a violent, unreasonable person. The word also means someone who is not very smart. What is this word? Send it to us in a text message with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. All right, my little giants, that does it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlaken Public Radio.